Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Hello and welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. We got my producer wife hanging around. Thank you for tuning in to the program that you're a part of. I don't know if many people know this, but there's 700 million people that want to come into the U.S. 700 million. We need to have some sort of, we just can't let 700 million people in here. We have to be selective of who we let in here. Are they going to support our national anthem? Are they going to support what we stand for and what we believe? If not, no. I love my favorite Papa. I wish I could eat their pizza, but because of celiac, I can't. Papa John's is leaving the NFL. Thank you for standing up. Just like everything, you have a right. There are a lot of people, when they went off on the health care bill and all this stuff, Papa John's, I wouldn't go there. I'm like, yeah, you have that right. Just like they have the right to say, F the NFL.
Time out, I call foul. The only reason why they're doing it is because their revenue's being hurt. That's because they disagree with what the players are doing.
Okay.
Read the article. That's why they're leaving. They blame the players' protest. Hurting their money.
Well, that is true. To an extent, I'll get into that later, but also, yeah, we'll talk about that later. Stock market is at 55th record high, folks. The new FRC, Jerome Powell, the Federal Reserve Chairman. I've lost it because I don't want a new Federal Reserve Chairman. I don't want a Federal Reserve. I don't want a national bank. Alba Gabral, that's coming right here. The DNC says no white men should apply for these technical jobs that they're posting. We're going to have diversity. Starbucks comes out with holiday cups because last year people were offended by their red-only cups and all this stuff, and I don't know. CNN's Jake Tapper said that Al-Akbar can be said under beautiful circumstances. And I've looked it up, and there is some small old things where they say it not to. I mean, it's all not like when they say Al-Akbar, they usually use it to say God is great when they kill the meat because they can't eat it unless it's been blessed, and that's how they bless the meat and all this stuff. But I really have a hard time finding anything that, you know, when they kill in any form, they yell Allah Akbar. Can't really. But when you look up anything on it to try to find out if they use it in any other way besides slaughtering animals, all the articles go back to this. The DOJ threatens millions of dollars being taken away from California, the wannabe country, because they want to have a sanctuary country. And does this administration, you know, believe that slavery is wrong? I'll get into that and much more. So, welcome to the conversation, folks, that you're a part of. Romans 12:3. Because of privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us. Think about that as you're going through your day to day, or evening, or whenever you're listening to this. I think, this is just my opinion, I read the article, but I think, going off of what the article read, it sounded like, okay, the protests had nothing to do with Papa John's leaving, it's just because of the ratings. If the ratings were through the roof and they were still disrespecting the national anthem, Papa John's would stay there and praise the NFL. I didn't get that. I got it, it's like, well, you're doing this stuff that we don't really support, and now that the ratings are falling because of it, we're leaving the sinking ship, because the ratings equal what the players are doing. You can't separate them, in my opinion. It's not like you can say, okay, well, you know, I support what the players are doing, but I'm against the fact I'm leaving just because of ratings only. Not because I support these players 100%. I just, the ratings, I don't see that, but it could be me. If the actual owner of Papa John's comes out and says, oh, I support the NFL protesters 1,000,000%, I'm just not going to advertise because I'm losing dollars because no one's watching anymore. That would be, but he hasn't technically done that. They basically just said, well, Well, he's very conservative. He's not a liberal. He was against Obama and the health care bill and all this stuff. I just wish he would have came out and said, hey, if, you know, I'm against what these players are doing, period. Keep supporting and sponsoring something where I'm losing revenue. And normally, if the ratings are going down, you would be paying less to advertise. If you're in a contract, then they probably got a contract with the NFL, and they probably still have to pay. So who knows? I don't know how their legal contract works with the NFL. But I'm just glad they're leaving. Because the majority of people are just, that I have on the left, they're like, oh, I'd never eat there again. You know, everyone I talk to on the left is like, well, hey, you know, these players are protesting and they're against the protest. That's why they're leaving, when they claim it's just because of revenue. So who knows? A lot of things I don't think we'll ever get the true story, but hey. $700 million. Not dollars, folks. People. 700 million people want to come into this country. We just can't let 700 million people come into this country. We have people, immigrants coming into this country already at an unsustainable rate. And how do we take care of these people that can't work, can't do this, can't support themselves, can't do anything? Oh, we got to have all these programs. Ron Paul slammed the diversity visa program in the wake of this terror attack. We have to be very selective of who we have in here. You want to know how many people are in this country right now that hate us and want us dead? That are going to yell Allah Akbar and kill. For every one or two, I would say if you have 10 terrorist killings, you're going to have a couple where they're just going to be like copycats. Like, oh, I'm just going to think, I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But I could see how someone could say in a sick and twisted way, like the knockout game. I would have never thought people would, oh, we're bored. Let's just go up and try to knock someone out. And we played a game like that in school. It's called, okay, if I'm getting attacked, I'm going to fight back. If I'm being attacked. It wasn't, let's just go up to some defenseless old person and try to knock them out. I don't get it. Just like, I guarantee you, there's probably someone out there that's like, cool, I'm just going to yell all up and just start killing people for no reason. Because it, you know, what the heck? I'll be on TV, I'll do all this stuff. I'll be on CNN, they'll talk about me. I'll be like some psycho celebrity. I don't understand it, but I'm sure there's someone out there that has that mindset mentality. You know, and we need to have scrutiny. We just can't let some people in here without knowing who they are. But some people, that's racist. Okay, well then, we'll just bring undocumented people here and they can live with you. You can support them. You can pay for them. They'll live with you. You'll clothe them. No, we're not going to give you a subsidy. No, you're going to take care of them. No subsidy. You want these people here, you're going to take care of them. You're going to pay for it. But that's how this society works. People just, well, Obamacare is free, right? You know, I'm just going to go to the doctor whenever I want. I'm not going to have an appointment. I'm just going to walk right in. Just everything's given to me. Oh, you mean I have to still pay for my medication? I thought it was all free through Obamacare. Wake up, dumbass. But that's how it is, folks. That's how this world is going. And if you haven't heard, we got a new national bank chairman. Yes, just like they have the national bank of the EU, you know, we didn't want to have a national bank in America. What did they do? Well, it's not a national bank, it's a Federal Reserve. They changed the name of it. And we got a new chairman, Jerome Powell. And there's a lot of people that say that, hey, you know, like, if he tried to really do what Kennedy did and get rid of the Federal Reserve and things, we wouldn't have a Federal Reserve if Kennedy had his way, but he was killed. And sometimes I feel that Trump is doing the same thing. He's like, okay, I'm going to live. I got to keep some things so I don't get, look what happened to Kennedy. I don't want to have a national bank, call it whatever you want to call it. I want to sit there and have, oh, look at this. There's $1 worth of metal in this 25-cent piece. I want to have some stability. There was a time when you could buy a gallon of gas for a quarter in two different periods. In 1964, you could buy a gallon of gas for a quarter. If you go to, about 3 years ago, you could buy a gallon of gas for a quarter because that 1964 quarter had about the gas price worth of silver in it. But at least we have a businessman running this country. And it's not just going to happen overnight, folks. It's not like Donald Trump's president, okay, everything's just going to be fixed and we're going to have no problems. You're going to have bumps and hurdles. You know, you have 3/4 of the nation that don't want them to fail, and they're going to cry and scream. Like my wife said, you know where the basement full of liberals is? A wine cellar. I want to call in sick Saturday so bad just so I can go out and try to find liberals crying and whining and complaining. You know, if you took all that energy, you could probably get a lot of work done. But, I mean, there's very little talk about the 55th record high Dow Jones Industrial and Stock Market. Because, as you all know, it's nothing when Trump does it, but it's everything when Obama does it. I mean, there's so many things that are going on in this world that if you were to ask this question to Obama, I don't think that reporter would be alive today. I remember when I was a kid, and they called me a hoodlum, white trash, and a bum. No Celtic need apply, because they called me a dirty drunk. I'm like, I can't even drink. Not even old enough. Is that a Scottish skirt? Said, no, it's a kilt. When I was a kid. Because I was white, you know, because the DNC, white men shouldn't apply for the tech jobs that they're offering. We got to have diversity in the Democratic National Committee. That's the message from the Democratic National Committee data service manager, currently on the hunt for to fill multiple vacancies in the tech department. Yeah, we got to have diversity. So we need to make sure that we have not, we got to have like, you know, blacks. We got to give them privilege. We got to give them opportunity because, you know, only whites have opportunity in this country. Native Americans don't have opportunity. Asians don't have opportunity. You know, only white people have opportunity on planet Earth. You know, no one else does. I bet you $100 if you take white people and you take them to North Korea, you know, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, I would instantly be accepted and be able to go where I want and do what I want, have the haircut I want and everything I want because I have white privilege. No, they would arrest me and charge me with war crimes and all this stuff and spying and I'd probably be killed. But somehow in this country, every white person has privilege. Blacks don't have privilege, you know. Oprah Winfrey didn't get where she was. You know, Michael Jordan, he didn't go anywhere. Magic Johnson. Cindy Poitier. You know, Cicely Tyson, people pricing. And none of them went anywhere. They're just... Only white people can make it in this world. There's no homeless white people in the mountains of Kentucky and West Virginia and Mississippi, you know, that sit there and sit at a dining room table that's 300 years old because they haven't been able to buy another one. But that's how this world works, you know. Only white can be privileged. But hey, I want to get into this because this is incredible, folks. A high school senior with cerebral palsy scored a touchdown with help from both teams, opponents and his teammates, and the whole plan initially, because he has cerebral palsy, was just to go like 5 yards, maybe that much, because they didn't think he could go that far. And he goes all the way to the end zone. And then when he gets to the end zone, he collapses. And everyone from both teams is picking him up. And it was just... I have a muscle issue. And I know there's things I love to do. And I do them. And I know, okay, I know I'm like when I work on my drum, I know I'm going to be hurting for like 2 days, 3 days afterwards. But it's something I love to do. And when you have things you want to do, you do them regardless. And you just know you're going to pay the price. And, you know, that's what this world needs. Okay, let's forget the score in the game for a little bit. Let's let this guy... run a touchdown. Let's let him, because he wants to be just like you and me. He don't want to be any different. He wants to be like everyone else. He just wants to be like you and me. He wants to be just like you and me, you know? And then just, wow. I mean, because like when they all thought, oh, that just a little bit, this all is going to go. And, you know, we all have things we want to do in our lives. And it's just awesome to see someone get a without one. I mean, that you have no idea what that did for that kid. That kid's gonna remember that until the day he dies. That's a memory he can take to heaven with him. I want to get into this because this is, I can't make this stuff up, folks, because I tried to do research on this. Well, I mean, I didn't try, I did. But you can't really find, I guess, when they take an animal and they slaughter it to be eaten, they say Allah Akbar. And I guess it's sacred, you know, because it's a way of, like, blessing the meat before it's killed so they can eat it. And in the process, CNN's Jake Tapper says, Allah Akbar can be said under the most beautiful of circumstances. And I understand you can sometimes go, oops, I meant to say something else, but what I said is not what I really meant. And normally I correct myself. I come back and say, well, that's not what I meant. This is what I meant to have come out of my mouth. Or my wife will be like, did you really mean that? And my producer will be like, did you? But that's none of that. He basically goes, well, I can be, you know, I don't think, I couldn't find where they sit there and they pray and praise God and they say, Allah Akbar, like we say, like, amen. Like when we pray at before dinner or breakfast or lunch, you know, we say, in Jesus' name, amen. It's not like they sit there and, like, pray at a mosque and say, Allah Akbar. No. Everything I can find is, okay, when they slaughter somebody, when they kill somebody, when they... It's sad. I mean, there is this... I mean, I've known a couple Muslims that were decent. At the same time, we have tons of them that are doing this crazy stuff. You know, we got 700 million that want to get in here. We need to have some sort of vetting. It's amazing because if Democrats wanted vetting, you'd be having CNN supporting it. But because we have people, oh, you can't denigrate a race. You can't take, you know, we can't hold all blacks accountable for some. Until you have a majority of the Muslim population come out and say, hey, we're against these people. We do not condone what they're doing. You know, until there's Scientology on this planet, you know, nothing's really going to change. I mean, we all got to get everyone clear and to level 9 and spend $8 billion. But I'm just saying, until they start coming out in mass quantities and condoning this, we got to do something. We got to vet people, period. Just because you're a white guy doesn't mean you're going to have an easy route to this country. I mean, if you're a white person, you can be a white person and have issues and be like, well, wait a minute here. I'm white, but I've seen whites in prison that are violent offenders. But that's how this world works, you know. If you want to vet people, you're a racist bigot. But hey, you know, if a Democrat wanted to vet people like when Bill Clinton wanted to build a wall, let's say on the Mexican border, they were all for that. Not gonna happen. We just need to get Donald Trump to say stuff in a way that just gets the Democrats to keep changing their view, to get people more and more waking up to realizing that, hey, wait a minute here. But that's how this world works. You know, people say, you can say what you want about Donald Trump. He hasn't changed his tone on what he supports and what he believes. He hasn't changed his tone. But some people don't, I mean, like I was talking to one of my friends, I said, this is how it is. There's a 90 percentile. 90% of Republicans are going to love everything Trump does and never going to disagree with anything he does. And there's 90% of liberals that are going to disagree with everything he does, no matter what. Here's $1 million. Well, it's not $1,001,000, so no, Trump sucks. I'll take your $1 million. That's what a lot of my liberal friends, we want the same outcome. It's just they just don't agree with how to get it. Because, oh, Trump's not going to make it easier or better on the white, on the average American. He's not going to do it. Sorry. I think he's going to try to help the American worker because he hires him. I mean, call me a retard, but I'm not, but he employs Americans. He employs Americans, folks. You think he would want to do what's best for his own employees and his own people? And what he does for them hopefully will trickle down and help us? Maybe. Just maybe it might do that. We'll have to wait and see. I would say he's been screwed over by all these policies that have been passed the past 20 years, and his business is suffering, and now he wants to do something about it. He's always said, if this country gets bad enough, I'll run for president. But hey. But this country is so wonderful, as Michelle would say. Now, this country was great when Barack Obama was in office, and a month later when Trump is in, oh, it sucks.
Wow.
Well, moving on, Starbucks has new holiday cups that feature festive doodles and Christmas trees and all kinds of stuff. Because I guess people got panties in them, they got their bridges in a bunch because then we had red cups last year and all this. And there were so many people that took this cup is awesome. If they were Jewish, they put like a Star of David, and they put Jewish stuff on there. If they were Christian, they wrote their name, and they wrote like the cross, and they did their own thing on it. And it was kind of neat, some of the things that people did. They weren't anti-anything. Oh, they got rid of the Christmas cups, so they're evil. They don't support America. Well, about 3 years ago, they hired tons of vets. And when they decided, oh, let's hire some of these refugees, it backfired. Not everything you do in this world is going to work out perfectly. I mean, you always think, let's try that. Remember the McDLT? The greatest burger in the world where the hot side had the bun with the burger on it, and then the other side had the bun with the cold stuff, so it kept the cold stuff cold, the hot stuff hot. They spent millions and millions of dollars plummeted. It was like the Titanic sinking. But they did all this research and just never worked. And I would think it'd be a great idea. But people just, that's why, see, America's a different breed. Because America, they have places on the highway where, yeah, this is it's a burger. It's got cheese. It's got coleslaw, french fries on it, and a bun. That way you can eat it all. That way, because people wanted, I'm a truck driver and I want coleslaw and I want french fries and all this, but I can't eat it all separately. I'm driving, so we put it all on a bun so they can eat it all at one time. But that's how it works. You know? Let you think about that one, because, you know, actually like to sit in and eat, you know, but that's not how it works. But hey, I mean, that is true Memphis style barbecue, though. To have coleslaw on the burger, on the bun, or the barbecue. But, you know, a lot of that was kind of started because people were eating on the go and they're truck drivers and they wanted to have all this stuff. So, hey, but you have this. We have these people that have this notion that I think it's like, well, let me see. It's kind of like there was a post one time where a guy wakes up and goes, what can piss me off today? How can I be? Okay, well, see, there's no black in that cup, and that offends me because, you know, there are blacks in this world. We need to have black in that Starbucks cup. So I'm offended, and I'm never going to drink a Starbucks again ever again. Look at that guy over there. He's taking that black coffee and he's trying to make it white bread and cream. Racist bastard. Oh, wow. That's funny. I'm probably going to hear about that from some people that write me. But hey, that's how this conversation is. It's the truth. Like I said, I'm going to give you a dictionary and I guarantee you I could go to people and I could pick a word out of there. I could sit there like people do in the Bible where they just flip through the Bible pages and instantly stop the Bible by sticking their finger on a page and they point to it and they read that scripture. I guarantee I could do that same thing with a dictionary, point at it and whatever word their finger's touching, I guarantee you I could find someone that could find that offensive. I don't care what the letter A, because it's only a single letter and, you know, it should have two together, you know. That offends, that hurts me. There's no I in the word team. Well, there's me. Give good, but don't be in them. Stop being, we need to just come together and quit being butt munches and getting our britches in a wad about every little tiny thing that offends everybody. Okay, folks, this is hot off the press. This is hilarious. I guess the Russians used sexy Bernie Sanders coverage page to sway election on Facebook. Oh my God! And it looks like a 99-year-old Incredible Hulk.
It looks like who's that old guy in the Simpsons? Oh.
Mo.
No. It could look like Mo, but no, the rich guy that.
Mr. Burns.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of does, but it's just funny. Yeah, that is just too funny, but I do want to say this, though. I have to agree with former Navy SEAL Jocko Willink, who said, you know,
I look at, we're innocent until proven guilty in a court of law, but there are times when if I go out into the street right now and there's 75 people out there and I take my gun and I blow them all away, how am I innocent? How am I not guilty of killing those people? You know, screw Guantanamo Bay. He needs to go right to... We need to send him to meet those 70-year-old virgins. I'm sorry. Someone like that... They need to get any information they can after him, and after like 3 or 4 days, bye bye. Okay, you're gonna sit there and attack our people. This is what's gonna happen to you. Not, well, Well, the guy that the shooter in New York, the guy behind the car or whoever it is, you know, he's going to have a 25-year lengthy court trial because he's going to have appeals and all this stuff. Okay, he got behind a semi and ran over 75 people. How is he innocent? Well, we believe he meant to hit the brake but accidentally hit the gas. When it was loaded full of explosives in the van, he was screaming out Akbar, but we have to somehow, he has the right to try to prove that he's innocent of all this stuff. I don't understand. But hey, I'm just on the air. I'm not God. I don't know everything. I don't know if you've heard about this one, but the wannabe state of California, the DOJ is threatening them again because they're a sanctuary state and we're going to harbor illegal bad people. If you're illegal, go to California. Yeah, well, what they need to say, what Ron Paul needs to say is, okay, those 700 million people, send them to California. Send them there. Give them a one-way ticket to California. Let them pay for them. Let them become their own country. Let them take those 700 million refugees. Let them deal with it. And when you got millions and millions of people in that country, eventually someone's going to say, hey, I didn't sign up for this. But that's what they need to do. Well, you know, I mean, they've had psychos in their state and they've harbored them and they've made sure that they cannot be deported or taken back when they got warrants. Okay, if I'm just going to use this as a hypothetical. Let's just say that my wife was abused, beaten, molested, and the guy had killed 10 people. Well, if we live in California, the state of California might keep that guy from being deported or have anything done to him because he's illegal. That's not right. But that's just how it is in California. Folks, if Scotland can't be its own nation, I highly doubt California is going to make that happen. And if you do, great, go ahead. Then they can eliminate all these, what are they called, these travel bans, and they can just allow anybody in their country, those 700 million, they can just go right to California. Let me tell you, they do that, people will change their viewpoint so quick. It's like that guy that was going around a couple years ago when they wanted to lift the travel ban the first time. And they asked those people, well, if you're against this travel ban, would you want to house these people? Well, I live with someone and they wouldn't allow that. And all these people, they couldn't find heart. They only found like one or two out of like 30 that would even consider housing anybody. I know my wife would be the first one to house them. House them in California. She'd ship them there. California's super cool to the illegal immigrants. That's why they're bankrupt. Don't worry, folks. Don't worry at all. Now, if you're illegal, don't worry, because you'll get benefits that the legal citizens can't even have. If I want to try to figure out how to become illegal, because then if I want to go back to college, half the places you can go for like next to nothing. But that's, you know, I mean, seriously, there are so many benefits for these illegals that I can't get, and I was born here. But I want to get into this because this just, this is how bad it is. Sanders to reporter, disgusting and absurd to suggest that anyone in the White House would support slavery. What I'd do is say, I'll look at it like this, ma'am. If it means you being owned by a white person, you are owned by a white person. But, you know, we are in slavery. 95% of Americans are in debt. It's a huge crisis in Britain. I mean, rents are increasing. In Britain, the rents are increasing. But thank you for tuning in to the conversation that you're a part of. But it, I mean, this lady just—I mean—they act like, well, you know, well, does Donald Trump think slavery was wrong? No, I think Donald Trump thinks that slavery was a great idea. Okay, slavery happened. The first slave owner was a black man. Get over yourself, folks.
I like what she said. She's not arguing the Civil War, the outcome of the Civil War.
Yeah,
I like what.
I don't understand. I don't get it because so many people think that, oh, we're just going to tear all this stuff down and it's just going to change the view of what happened. You know, like if you keep up, like, see, that's why they tear down anything associated with Nazis and Germany and all that stuff, because if that were to stay up, Hitler would magically win the war and we would all be speaking German. Yeah, they have like a German fest where I live. And me and one of my friends want to go dress as SS soldiers. Walk down there and go, Heil Hitler! Heil Hitler! And then we'd probably get thrown out or something. Hey, we'd make the news. Now, did you go to the East or West German fest?
No, it was in Oklahoma, so it was
having East. Oh, it wasn't like in East or West Berlin?
No.
Oh. But that's what people have this notion that, like, okay, well, if all this Nazi Germany stuff was still around, Hitler would still be in power. No. You gotta have some of that up to remember the evil, brutal dictator the dude was. But hey, that's how it goes. I don't know if you heard about this one, but the Wizard of Oz show, the Dr. Wizard of Oz, you know, he's actually come out from behind the screen, Dr. Oz. And now you get to see what he looks like. That's funny right there. You got to have some fun in the show, folks. You have to have a laugh. Okay, folks. But anyways, I guess they have already taped the episode where Corey Feldman says who molested him. And I guess he's wanted to try to raise money for attorneys and all this stuff and for protection. And the family has based, and who is it? Corey Haynes' mother said, just come out with it. And I guess one of the police departments that he originally said what happened to, I guess they have no recollection of him talking to him and all this stuff and have no record. And they wanted to talk to him and all this stuff. But when you got billionaires, it's going to be hard, but something needs to be happening. I mean, I guess, if you ever watched that Scientology show with Leah Remini, I've been following the Scientology thing for years. My dad actually had that the book with the volcano on it. Dianetics by L. Ron Hubbard. That was one of the 75 editions. If you were a Scientologist, you would have to buy. They would just change the cover and it was the same book. But follow them because it was a cult. And I'm like, I'm always fascinated by how people can be suckered in to that. And what I found is I've always been fascinated by that. But back in the day, they said he wanted, because it was on a bet that Scientology happened. And being it on a bet, he goes, well, he wanted to focus on getting celebrities. Because if you get a celebrity in, it'll legitimize Scientology. It'll make it, hey, if you have a celebrity in Scientology, it's going to make it believable. Not that Scientology is going to be believable on its own. It's going to help make it more believable. Because we have this notion that Hollywood is great. That it can do no wrong. I don't get on my knees and say, oh, great, Adam Sandler, thank you. Oh, great. As we thank Adam Sandler for this meal we have before us, we want to thank him and remind all the people at the table here that the alligator is angry because of medulla oblongata. And also it's angry because it's got all them teeth and no toothbrush. Adam Sandler. No, we don't do that. We don't do that, folks. No. Moving on, folks. Moving on. It's just going to be, I'm just interested as I talked about Thursday about IndyCar getting a new sponsor. I'm just waiting for NASCAR to get its new sponsor, Kotex. They're going to sponsor the Kotex Cup, you know. I remember back in the day, I went to the Kotex Cup, and someone said, how'd you get tickets to the Tampon 200? I said, well, I had to pull some strings, but I got some great seats. That's from Larry the Cable Guy. I guess it's going to be interesting to see who they get as a sponsor in IndyCar, and you take NASCAR and I hope they get rid of those segments because I am just losing. I watch races every once in a while because I still love it, but I'm just, these segments suck. Got less than 10 minutes left, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in and checking the radar because I'm hearing thunder and lightning and everything where I'm at. But seems to be doing okay, folks. But I want to get into the Premier League, and to me, you know, we got a match on Sunday at 11:30 against Chelsea, and it's not going to be an easy match by any stretch. I think it's going to be one of our toughest opponents in a way, but then they haven't been that great, and I kind of feel like, hey, they want to redeem themselves because they were champions last year. But I think all eyes are going to be on Arsenal and Man City of who's going to, you know, is Man City going to, when are they going to slip up? Because they seem like the perfect train and they're going down the tracks. And when are they going to slip and slide off that track and move? When are they going to lose? Is maybe Austin Wenger going to come in and do a spoiler and, you know, I'm going to be rooting for the Gunners, I'll tell you that. But it's going to be an interesting match with Chelsea because I guess Pogba's back. I think I posted something on my Facebook page. Let me get here and check. But I think Pogba is back in the lineup. I post so much stuff. I mean, I can't even keep. I probably post 25 things on my Facebook page a day. But from what I'm understanding, Pogba's back. We're getting more players back. You know, so the Tanner Bonaventure hope to come back by December. It's just going to be, I think we're going to start getting our cylinders going. We're still not playing like a team like I want us to. So it's going to be interesting to see how this goes. One of those things that when you look at it from a whole standpoint, we're getting a lot of our players back, but I still feel like, okay, you have the right hand and it doesn't know what the left hand's doing. I mean, if you look at the stats and the table, you know, Manchester City is the team to beat. Manchester is 5 points behind. So I think it's all up to and Chelsea and United are both trying to stay within their arm's reach of the runaway City. And I think it's going to be something that it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Because, I mean, it's a double. We both have to win. Like, we both have to win that game to keep in an arm's reach of Chelsea, you know, and has to win to keep in an arm's reach of Man City. You know, if we lose and City wins, we're now 8 points behind. It's going to be interesting to see because it's just, I just don't see us, like, as a cohesive group. I mean, it's kind of like we have great players, but combined, they suck. Like, they don't know how to play together. So, it's going to be interesting to see what happens moving forward, you know, in these matches and to see. Because, I mean, it's imperative we win just to stay a minimum of 5 points behind. But we hope City loses. I got about 3 minutes left in the program, folks, and I want to end with this because I was talking about this a little bit earlier, and my wife sent me this, my producer, and I wanted to talk about this a little bit. But there are four women that are coming forth and accusing That 70s Show and Scientologist actor Danny Masterson of violent rape. And I guess from what I've read about it and what I've looked into is that the Scientology is trying to do everything they can to keep this from being investigated and looked into. And what they're going to do is they're going to spend millions of dollars trying to find anything on these women that they can sit there and, here you go, like Hillary Clinton, do this. This is exposed if you don't shut up. Three of them are Scientologists. And I guess they're being considered suppressive people because, like, as a child, if I'm a child and I was in Scientology, which I wasn't, and I was molested and I say something, I'm a suppressive person. They need to find out, why am I having these thoughts? Why? Who is making me say this stuff? Why am I having... No, well, who's my... I'm making myself say, no, I can't make myself say this. I couldn't have been, he couldn't have done anything wrong. And they're going to attack these three women that are Scientologists big time. Because I guess he thought, well, hey, I can do what I want to them and they can't say anything because if they do, they'll be suppressive. And I think they're finally like, screw this. No, this is what happened. We're not standing for it anymore. And there's also talk that, I can't think of her, Elvis Presley's daughter, Priscilla's gotten out of the church. Wife. I guess Elvis's wife, when he passed away, is leaving the church. So it's crazy. I got about just over a minute, and I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. Just a second, my producer wants to say something real fast.
The NFL invited a Navy vet to, they wanted to the New Orleans Saints game, thanking him for his service. And his response was, "I am unable in good conscience to enter an NFL stadium while this discourtesy prevails. Tainted, and it was tainted with dishonorable actions. He won't even go to the stadium."
Wow. But he has, I mean, to me, this is how it is. Okay. They had the right to fix this a long time ago, but they didn't do it.
Right.
All they had to do is say, Colin Kaepernick, we'll support you 1,000,000%, but don't do it during the national anthem. And they didn't do it. But I'm going to leave it right there, folks. Until next Tuesday, remember, in the divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. Till next Tuesday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.